After initially announcing it would close at the end of this month, the Sudbury Action Center for Youth, better known as SACY, announced Friday it will close its doors Monday, March 18, 2 weeks sooner than initially planned. Although we were hopeful we could continue delivering services until March 31, we unfortunately are insolvent and must close our doors by Monday, March 18, said a press release issued via social media by the Sudbury Shelter and Harm Reduction Agency March 15. Our doors will be closed to clients at 10 a.m. on Monday and closed to staff by 4 p.m. The press release added that the staff at this agency would like to express their heartfelt sorrow and horror at the situation, and we would want everyone to know that we are aware of the consequences of this closure for our most vulnerable community members. It is our hope that surviving agencies will be able to fill the massive gap in services that our closure will create. We would like to let the individuals who access our programs know that they are the strongest and most impressive people we have had the pleasure to interact with, and we will miss you. The press release emphasized the positive stories that have come out of SACY over the years, but those stories are so varied and unique that we couldn't possibly capture it all. From housing someone who has been homeless for 13 years to reuniting a child with their families, we will take it all forward with us, secure in the knowledge that we will hold these stories in our hearts. Signs announce the closure of Sudbury Action Center for Youth, SACY, at its Pine Street location March 16, 2024. HeidiUlrichsen/Sudbury.com. Earlier this week, Sudbury.com reached out to SACY, requesting an interview about the situation. Though SACY staff have declined to speak with Sudbury.com since we ran articles critical of the operations at the warming center housed at Tom Davies Square, they promised Sudbury.com an interview next week. The city of Greater Sudbury was asked for an interview the morning of March 12. After repeating the request on March 13, Sudbury.com's request was declined, and a statement was sent instead. We have been advised that the Sudbury Action Center for Youth, SACY, will be closing, but we do not have additional details at this time, the statement reads. As outlined in SACY's letter to media and community partners on Monday, they will be providing more comprehensive information soon. Any questions about the closure should be directed to the SACY Board of Directors. The statement said the city continues to work with community partners to find immediate interim solutions for youth moving forward, and they will provide further updates in the coming weeks. As a registered nonprofit, SACY was required to make public their audited financial statements. From their public financial records, it appears that there have been financial irregularities since at least 2020. Sudbury.com plans to follow up on this story next week.